Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We've been talking this week about management style and the need to adapt your management style. And so one of the things that I think is critical to doing this is to realize that everybody that you're managing is going to be a little bit different. And the key to understanding them is to see the world through their eyes. So realize that they may have been raised differently from you. Realize that they may have different cultural norms. And realize that they may be coming from a different generation than you are. And so what you have to do is really try to understand how they think. And we talked about strong leadership. It is the benefit, empowerment, or should say drive strong leadership. Well, if you understand that and you can get into their minds in terms of how they think and what motivates them, then as a leader, you can be more empathetic. You can provide some of the security they need, right? Everybody has this desire to be wanted, especially at work. You know, you want to know that even if you stumble, you know, you're not going to lose your job right away. There's somebody there that's got your back. And this might sound a little bit touchy-feely, but the reality of it is this is a basic human need. And so if you're over 40, you know, then you're probably thinking, well, this is ridiculous. You just do what you have to do to survive in the workplace. But in the end, what you want to do is you want to attract and retain the most talented people you can. It's getting more and more difficult to get great people. As the economy heats up, as we end up in situations where we look at labor shortages, it's hard to get really good people, and it's hard to keep really good people. You know, and by saying it's hard, if you don't do things the right way, right, if you don't treat people the way they want to be treated, they're not going to stay. They're going to find other opportunities. So in order to make sure that they stay with you, is you have to create that right environment for them to flourish. And that's really what it's all about. And so that's where we want to get in tune with who they are, what they do, how were they raised, what do they respond to, how can we keep them motivated, and how can we make sure that they're empowered to do the best that they can do. And as the manager, you're the one that sets the stage for all of that. So it's a fairly large responsibility, number one. But again, what you want to do is make sure that you give people every reason to stay with you and no reason to leave. If you know anyone that can benefit from this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about some of the management challenges you face with different generations, specifically millennials, right? That seems to be a big challenge for a lot of people. But for today, I just want you to think about how you can see the world through the eyes of the individuals that you manage. Realize that they've been raised differently from you. And so if you can get to the point of understanding of how they think and what motivates them, then you can be a phenomenal leader to them. And if you succeed in doing that, you'll earn the loyalty of your people.